Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you actually look at this broadcast, this morning was one of those mornings. I kind of woke up early this morning and I was in this dream and God just started showing me a lot of the things that he showed me like a long time ago. I kind of alluded to some of it from our men's retreat, our men's fishing retreat, because there was things that he showed me then a long time ago that was actually happening. And so this morning when I woke up, I literally woke up in the dream and God was just showing me things that I was seeing that is starting to manifest now. So let me break this down to you. So as I was going through this dream, right? And I'm the type of person that when I have these, I have a dream and I have a vision, I'm impulsive, right? So I'm thinking that when God shows me this dream, this is a now dream. I gotta start doing it now. I gotta work on it now. I gotta make it. I gotta put in work in it right now and make it happen and do all of this stuff. And it's supposed to happen quickly. Not knowing that there's a seed time and there's a harvest time, right? There's a season where there's a lot of planting, there's a lot of cultivating, there's a lot of nurturing, there's a lot of work that is being done to actually get what you need to get. Because you see, people always say, well, people are just killing my dreams. Well, you do have dream killers that when you tell somebody your dream and they just shut it down. But also, God allows you to actually make sure you be able to handle where he's actually taking you. So God was showing me a lot of the stuff that is happening now in our ministry, a lot of stuff that's happening in our marriage. He showed me this stuff a long time ago, but it was a seed that was being planted, right? There was a seed that was being planted, and I didn't understand that there was going to be a cultivating season. There's going to be a season where there's labor. There was a season where there's going to have to be some work put in for me to actually get the harvest that God was showing me. See, the things that kill this stuff is procrastination. Being impulsive, trying, you know, as soon as you see it, you just want to do it, but not even having the maturity or the skill set or the work ethic to actually get it done. And so basically what you would end up doing is killing the seed. I'm telling you something somebody had to tell me. I'm just telling you something that I knew. So as I'm sitting here, I started, okay, God, what help me out here. Give me the scripture. So he gave me 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. It says, and God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increasing the fruit. Now, if you're not mature enough and if you're not ready for the multiplication, right? Because if there's a multiplication that's happening, that means there's still going to actually be more work because you got to be able to handle the multiplication. You got to handle the increase. If you're not able to handle the increase, Gerald, then how are you going to be able to do what I need you to do? So I was like, okay, God, wow. Bread for the eating will provide and multiply your resources for sowing. So me and my wife, we have this thing. We want to be great tithers, right? We want our tithes to go up every year. We want to step into a different bracket in our tithing, right? And so with that, we understand that God is the one that provides and multiplies our resources to be able to actually do it. And so I didn't understand when I see something, I just want to be able to do it. I want to be able to get it done. I want to be able to get into it. I want to, but realizing that I got to have the capacity to be able to handle it. I got to be mature enough to be able to understand the ins and outs, the seasons, the weather, and all of the things that are getting ready to happen, because there's going to be situations and circumstances that will happen that you're going to have to be able to navigate through. So it says, you know, I'm going to say it again, provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increasing the fruit of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and love. Active. It don't say I did it one time. It's active. Goodness, kindness, and love. We're trying to get something. But you're not even using the ingredients of good, kindness, and love. Goodness, kindness, and love. So I was sitting there meditating on the scripture. I'm like, God, I'm watching you multiply something. I remember, if you know our testimony, I remember one morning I woke up real early and God showed me this complex, right? Like, I mean, a huge complex. And I went to Walmart, right? It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I went to Walmart. I got me some poster boards. I got some colored pencils. I got some colored markers. I got a ruler. I got all of this stuff, man. I was literally sitting at the table, right? And I was literally building or writing a blueprint of what God was showing me of this complex, right? So it's 3 o'clock in the morning, so ain't nobody up. So then my wife wakes up, right? And she looks at this thing. Now, remind you, we are in a bad place, and God is showing me architectural plans. And I'm sitting here like, okay, God. And I'm getting up, and I'm driving, and I'm looking at this land. I'm looking at this piece of property. I'm like, yeah, it can go here. It can go here. I done went and got my stepfather and had him to come over and sit down, and because he dealt with contracting, so he would be able to tell me, okay, yeah, that can go over there, and that can be right there, and that can be right there. I done got somebody else involved in something that I wasn't even ready and prepared for it. It wasn't even the season. God was just planting the seed, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm just impulsive. I'm just trying, I'm moving faster than what God wanted me to move. I'm not asking God, you know, how fast I should be moving, what I need to be doing, what's my steps, what do I need to do, all of this stuff. As a farmer, there are steps to farming, to having a harvest. There are steps that you have to go through that you need to do and that you need to maintain as you go through. Now I'm in a bad place, but God is showing me architectural plans for something that is out of past my capacity to even understand. So I'm drawing this stuff up, right? Doing all of this stuff. I done put it up in the, in the den. I done put it up. I put it like right by the trash can. So when I dump something in the trash, I can actually see it, right? So the morning I got done, I told my wife, I need, come look at this. Come look at what God was showing me. Come on. And she looked at me. She looked at me and it was like, you doing all of this and we can't even pay the bills for this right here. What is going on here? What is happening? And so I looked at it as a dream killer. Dang, are you just gonna kill my dream? You just gonna kill the vision? You know, we gotta be careful that when kings have a vision that's beyond their imagination, it's our job to be able to, I wasn't using my wife. I wasn't using my wife's skills and her gift to be able to help me to articulate what I was seeing or to break it down to how it needs to be brought to pass. So I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, I got to do this. I got to do this right now. This has got to be right now. And in my natural, I had no capacity for it. None whatsoever. None. So I'm fast forward to where I am now. That same vision and that same dream and that same, some of the same stuff is coming up now. Why? Because there was a seed time, and there was a cultivating, a nurturing time, and somebody, because your dream was so big, and it's so big and it's so vast, that there's a longer process in the cultivating. There's a longer process in what's happening. When you have a person that a vision is so big, there's a period of time that seems longer than your natural time, right? Because natural, you want something, you see it, you want something to happen. You want, because we got into this place, we're in society now where we want things to happen real fast. But God was saying, this is the time where I'm cultivating you. I'm training you. I'm nurturing you. I'm disciplining you to be able to handle what I'm getting ready to do. Because here's the next scripture. It really got me, because it said, it was in Galatians 6:9. It says, "And let us not lose heart or grow weary or faint, acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and in the appointed season, you shall reap if you don't lose or relax our courage or faint." Now, here's the thing. In the midst of that, that was like, I want to say, man, let's just put it in 10-year span. In the midst of all of that, because I wasn't prepared and because it didn't happen fast, I could have easily just, I forgot about it. And tell you the truth, I literally just forgot about it until this morning that God has started to bring, he started showing me how I'm bringing these things to pass. He started showing me how he has cultivated me. He's put me in a place where he's training me. He's put me in a place where I can understand management. I can understand discipline. I can understand cultivating. You know, if I can't cultivate my marriage, how am I going to cultivate anything else that God has entrusted me with? I'm talking about if I cultivate, you see, you got to understand this. He had to reprogram and retrain my mind. That's why I renew your mind daily. So I had to renew my mind in the process of what I'm seeing and what God is showing me. And so I had to say, okay, God, what is it? Now I'm understanding that if I couldn't cultivate my marriage, if I couldn't nurture my marriage, because now I'm looking at it and I'm reaping the benefits of what God showed me, that I was like, man, that ain't even possible. So what I'm thinking is impossible, God is laughing at me. Like, you don't think I can do all things? You don't think I can do the impossible? I specialize in the impossible. I'm showing you something that I desire to give you. What father shows a child something and tease them? God is not a man that he should lie. If he showed me these things, There's a cultivating time, there's a seed time, and there's a harvest time. And in between the seed time and the harvest time, there's work. I had to work on my marriage. I had to work on cultivating the relationship with my marriage. Now I'm looking at the harvest of my marriage, the harvest of the work that had to be put in. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at it now. Now he takes that and multiplies it in the dreams and the visions that he has given me. So I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, oh, good God. I see you, God. I had to learn something. I had to be trained in something. I had to understand discipline. I had to understand the season. I only had to understand when to plant, when not to plant. I had to understand when to start to till the ground, when to start nurturing the ground. I had to understand these things before I was able to see or have what God is really and truly intended for me to have. He said, don't despise small beginnings, Gerald. I want you to start with your marriage. I want you to start with your family. I want you to start with your wife. I want you to start with your children. I had to cultivate relationships. I had to cultivate and nurture and rebuild, reseed, replant, relationships with my own family. Now I'm looking at it and I'm reaping the harvest of it, because in the midst of it, I wanted to faint. I ain't gonna lie. I got weary. I got tired. But do you know that God is the God of source? God is the God of strength. Listen, it says, when you are weak, I am strong. I started to literally tell myself, I'm leaning, relying, and I'm trusted in you, because I can't do this in my own strength. I can't do it in my own strength. So I'm working myself. I'm working this thing, and I'm still working at it, because there's so much that God has showed me, and I want to see it all. I want it all to be manifest. I want all of it to come to pass. So I'm constantly working. I'm constantly trying to be transformed, trying to be renewed, having my mind renewed, having the right spirit in me, that I'm not going to get weary, that I'm not going to get faint, because in my sight, this is my due season. My wife did a post that said, it's due season. This is your due season. Listen, if you didn't faint in between the seed and the harvest, see, you have planted some seeds, and it's seeds that we have planted that I forgot about. And God is reminding me of those seeds. He's reminding me of those visions and those dreams that he's given to me. I'm a visionary. God has given me the ability to see stuff. I see stuff, and I see stuff big. I don't see small stuff. My wife sees the details and stuff. That's why I had to cultivate the relationship, because now we're getting ready to go in dual dominion. And so dual dominion is us both working together in marketplace, marriage, ministry, and marketplace. There's nothing in what we do that we don't do. We can't do it together, or we should do it together, shouldn't do it together. Everything we do has to be done together. It's dual dominion. I get it now. Because I couldn't do any of that stuff that I was seeing. And when she was showing it to me, she didn't know how to give it to me back then, because she was hurt. So she was, Jay, why are you looking at this big stuff? This stuff, we can't even pay bills. So that right there was deterring. It was deterring me from wanting to dream, wanting to push forth in what God was showing me. And so I looked at it as a fault finder. I looked at it like a dream killer. That's how I was looking at it. But it wasn't that. It wasn't really that. It was because her gift says, what are the details? What is the work that we have to do to get? We just can't put this on a piece of paper and say, okay, tomorrow we're going to get it done. We don't have the capacity to be able to handle this. We don't have the team. We don't have what we need, the resources that we need to be able to do this. But God is now supplying. Listen to what I'm saying. He's supplying. He says he's going to multiply your resources for sowing. I've been asking God to help me to create businesses that will allow me to be able to sow, to be able to multiply the resources that we need for ministry, to do ministry well, to do ministry easy. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, God, you're giving me a vision. And then all of a sudden you're bringing me the resources, the people, the team to be able to put things together. The things that we've been doing, God has started showing us. And then all of a sudden he started bringing the resources. He started bringing the people. He started bringing the team. He started bringing the finances. He started bringing what we need for what he showed us. But we couldn't faint in it, because it was something, you know, when we started building the army, man, we've never been in the army. So we know no army concepts, none of that. But if you've ever been in the army and you've been in the real army, and you came into the Help Me Army or the King's Army, you will actually start seeing or hearing like, okay, they've never been in the army, but it is literally built like the army. We didn't understand what God was showing us, but because we sold our time, we sold our faith, we sold our discipline, we sold everything that God wanted us to do to be able to build something that he wanted. There was a seed time when he gave us the dream, when he gave us the vision, and there was work in between then and now. Then and now. So let me say this real quick. Gentlemen, if you've ever been in a place where you have a dream and a vision, understand God is dropping a seed. That's a seed. But there's a harvest time that will come if you put in the work. So there's details that come with that harvest time. There's work, there's discipline, there's cultivating, there's nurturing, there's all of that. But God says, I want you to be able to work it together. Go, be fruitful and multiply. You have dominion. You have dual dominion. You have dominion over the earth. Gerald, Yvette, go and multiply. We look back at the situation. I look back over this stuff and we sit back and we talk and I look at how God is multiplying. I see how God is restoring families. I see how God is restoring relationships. I see how God is restoring marriages. I see reconciliation. I see things that people thought was extremely dead and now coming alive. I'm talking about when you look at your farmers, when they look at a season and the season was barren, the season was bare, the season, didn't bear no fruit. It didn't bear no harvest. And all of a sudden you just think that it's dead. But God has said, I need you to work a little harder. I need you to spend a little bit more time in the field. I need you to plant a little bit more seeds. I need you to till the ground just a little bit deeper. I don't need you. You just scraping the ground and then you putting the seed in, but I need you to till a little bit deeper. I need the ground to be conducive for what I want to plant for you. I want to plant an everlasting plant. I want to plant something that's going to multiply, that's going to multiply for not only for you, but going to multiply for the seeds to come, for the generations to come. They will be able to eat off of this. They will be able to eat off this plate. Come on now. Come on. Come on. God is always talking about multiplication. He's looking at generations ahead. We're looking at our now, but God is looking at a generation ahead. It's like, what are you cultivating, man? What are you cultivating, family? What are you cultivating in your marriage? What are you cultivating? What are you building? What are you digging? Dig up these roots. Dig up this procrastination. Dig up this anger. Dig up this hurt, this pain, this trauma. Dig it up. And allow God to replant something. Let him replant humility. Let him plant harmony and peace and love and joy and happiness. And so you can start cultivating this thing. So you can start nurturing this thing. And when you start seeing the sprouts of it come up, now your faith goes to a whole nother level. When you start seeing changes in your marriage, when you start seeing changes in your communication, when you start seeing changes in the intimacy and the friendship and all of that, when you start seeing the difference. Listen, when God starts to say, I'm going to multiply, we need to start paying attention. He says, the bread for eating will provide and multiply your resources for sowing. Listen, listen, listen. What are you sowing, man? Listen, God is trying to sow something. He's giving you insight, right? Right? Like this. God was like, I need you to be able to hear her. So he gave me a seed. He dropped this seed into my spirit, into my mind. He said, lay your head on her chest so you'll hear her heart and not her words. That was a seed. Why? Because he understood that there was a blockage that was stopping me from hearing the heart, hearing how she was trying to help me and not hurt me, how she was trying to help me to grow and not to be stagnant, not to be in a arrested development place. But listen now, if I didn't take heed to the seed that God planted into my heart, that he planted into my mind to be able to do it, my communication with my wife would still be as a fault finder. Now I see her, listen, I'm talking about way back when. Now I'm looking at this over the years of nurturing, over the years of actually doing it. Now I don't have to lay my head on her chest. I can actually hear what her heart is saying when it comes to difficult situation, when it comes to the harvest time, when it comes to the vision that God has given me. Now she listens to the vision that God has given me, and then God drops into her spirit the instructions of how to do details to it, how to bring the resources and the team together to be able to help me to fulfill the vision and the dream that God has already given me. Come on now. It's not trying to kill your dream. Not trying to kill your dream. Trying to enhance your dream. Trying to give you the ability to actually have a multiplication on your dream. Your dream is not just for your dream. Your dream is a multiplication. It's the resources that come to allow your dream to be multiplied. Who doesn't want multiplication? We want multiply my blessing, multiply my seed sown. What are you sowing? Are you sowing peace? Are you sowing joy? Are you sowing happiness? Are you sowing oneness? Are you sowing unity? Are you sowing agreement, power of agreement? What are you sowing? Because what you sow is what you reap. Now, do you want to reap a multiplication on love, or do you want to reap a multiplication on anger, discord, frustration? That stuff multiplies too, because it's the seed that is sown. So all I wanted to do is come on and encourage you today to watch what you're planning. And some of those visions and dreams. So if God has showed you that your marriage is going to be different than what it looks like now, then what seeds are you sowing into it? What you see, what seeds are you sowing into it? Because there's different type of seed. A harvest that is being planted. There are different seeds that you plant. So if you want wheat, you want rice, you want corn, you want all of these different types of rye, whatever it is that you're trying to plant, there's different things and there's a different cultivating season. There's a different time and there's a different way that you cultivate. So whatever it is that you looking at your marriage or you looking at yourself and you saying, I got to do better. I got to sow better seeds. I got to sow more friendship. I got to sow more oneness. I got to sow more love. I can't be getting angry. I got to uproot and dig up all of the bitterness and dig up all of the unforgiveness and dig up all of the lust and perversion and dig up all of these things that's deep rooted. You sitting there scraping the ground with a rake and you need a doggone tiller. That's something that's going to go at least 5 feet deeper or 4 feet deeper or a foot deep. You scraping the ground and God says, I need you to dig a little deeper because there's roots that are still down there that can still hinder your wheat, hinder your harvest. I need you to dig them up before you start to plant again. So I need you to pay attention to what you're sowing. I need you to pay attention to the seeds that God is showing you. God getting ready to show you some seeds. I need you to plant this seed. Because if you want this harvest, you're going to have to plant this seed. This seed right here of forgiveness. This seed right here of loving unconditionally. This seed right here of trust. This seed right here. All of these. Listen. I know how it took me so long now. I had to understand the concept of seed time and harvest time and the space that's in between it. The space that's in between it. So don't give up. Don't faint. Don't get weary. Understand. Go back to the scripture that he said, it says that, and God who provides seed for the sower, he's going to give you the seed. And what it is you, it's the seed while he's putting it into your heart. Like, I need you to love more. I need you to drop this seed into your marriage. I need you to drop this seed because your marriage has been a hard ground. It's been a hard ground. And you feel like ain't nothing going to grow in the desert. Ain't nothing going to grow in concrete ground. But God is trying to tell you something different. God specializes in the impossible. So what you thought was dead, what you thought wouldn't survive, what you thought couldn't be and what couldn't happen, God is trying to tell you today that I'm here, I'm ready. I'm giving you seed. I'm giving you bags of seed. For years, he's been giving you things to do in your mind like, I need you to do this. These are seeds. These are seeds that God has been waiting to harvest. So you waiting on God, but God waiting on you. You waiting on God, but God is waiting on you. He's giving you the seed. Now you got to cultivate it. Put on your hard hat. Go ahead and put on your boots. Put you some overalls on and just say, I'm a farmer now. I got to go to work. Listen, farmers wake up and they work from sun up to sundown. We want to work from 9 to 5 and think that we're going to get a multiplied harvest. Sometimes the seed that you're planting going to take for you have to work sun up to sundown. My question is, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to do it? I believe you can. And I believe you'll take on the challenge and do it. So I'm encouraging you today to listen to God when he gives you these seeds. But understand that there's a work in between the seed and the harvest time. Amen. Father, I just thank you now for seed time and harvest time. Father God, I thank you for providing the seeds that you're dropping into our spirit now in the name of Jesus. Father, you're showing us at this very moment the seeds that you have been giving us, Father God, for decades, Father God, that we have literally thought that shouldn't be the things that I needed to do. But Father, I thank you now that you're transforming our mind, Father God, that you're giving us an opportunity, Father God, to repent. You're giving us an opportunity, Father God, to change our mindset, that you're bringing an adjustment, that you're resetting us now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will be true doers of your word, Father God, that when the seeds that you plant into us, Father God, that we understand the work that goes along with the seed and the harvest. We understand that you're maturing us and training us and disciplining us, Father God, to be able to handle the capacity of the multiplication. Father God, you're never just about just giving us a small portion, but Father, you are multiplying God. So Father, we thank you now for the seeds that are being sown, Father God, that are being multiplied. Father God, the financial seeds that have been sown, multiply them now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that we operate in an active of goodness and kindness and love now in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we will sow a seed of goodness, we'll sow the seed of kindness, we'll sow a seed of love in our marriages, Father God, in our relationship with our parents and with our siblings, Father God, with our children's now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you right now that we won't get weary, Father God. And we will not faint, Father God, in acting noble and doing what is right, and Father God, and in due season, Father God, in due time, Father God, that you are that the appointed season, Father, we're operating in our appointed season now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to identify the appointed season now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, all of the vision that you have shown us, Father God, let us know, let us see, let us recognize, Father God, the appointed season, Father God. There is an appointed season, Father God, for the harvest, for the resources to come forth, Father God, for the multiplied seed to come, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I declare that this is my multiplied season now. This is the season, Father God, that you appointed for me now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I declare that the multiplication is happening on every seed that I've sown in every ministry, every business, every person now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you're bringing forth a multiplication on it now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I have the ability and the capacity to handle the multiplication now in the name of Jesus. You have brought forth the teams. You have brought forth the resources. You have brought forth all of that I need in the training and the discipline, in the mental, Father God, even in the natural now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father. Yes, Father, for the seeds that have been sown into my marriage now, in the name of Jesus, in oneness, in dominion, Father God, in authority, Father God, in power, now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we move and we operate in goodness with each other, kindness with each other, love with each other, now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for a nevertheless anointing now. Father God, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Father, we desire your perfect will, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the seed, Father God, of thy will being done in our life now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We dig up every root, Father God, of unforgiveness, bitterness, trauma, hurt, pain, divorce, loneliness now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, all forms of fatigue and weariness, Father. We say that you are our strong tower. We lean, rely, and we trust in you now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we break every generational curse of barren. We break every generational curse of lack and not enough. We bind the poverty spirit now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, oh, we thank you, Father God, that you're releasing the power of wealth, because we understand it is you that give us the power to get wealth. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for creative ideas and creative resources, Father God, that you're bringing forth, Father God, for our appointed time now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for the seed sown, Father God. Give us the seed, Father God, to be able to sow. Father God, even the smallest seed, Father God, let it be a multiplication on it. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, every seed that has been sown into our marriage, Father God, into our ministry now, I declare that it has a multiplication seed on it now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, multiply the seed sown, Father God, that this is the harvest time, Father God, for the people that are sown into our ministry, sown into our marriage, Father God, we declare that there's a multiplication on it now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they have the capacity to handle the multiplication on their marriage, the multiplication on their ministry, the multiplication on their life now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as you restore, reset, reboot, and reconcile, Father God, we declare now, Father God, that that's the multiplication on their marriage now, in the name of Jesus, for the times they have looked at the broadcast, the times that they have went on, signed up for the webinars, Father God, for the training, for the teaching, for the understanding, for the wisdom, Father God, to be able to understand, to be able to handle the marriage, handle the comeback, handle the turnaround. Now in the name of Jesus, oh Father, I thank you that you're doing a miraculous thing now, Father God. I thank you for testimonies coming from the north, the east, the south, the west, testimonies from around the world, Father God, of people that have listened to the trainings, have listening to the broadcast now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you that as they're listening, there's seeds that are being dropped into their spirit now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they'll catch those seeds, Father God, and plant them, Father God, plant them in their everyday marriage, plant them in their everyday interaction, Father God, with their spouses now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're giving them the wisdom that they need now, in the name of Jesus, placing your super on their natural today. In the name of Jesus, I bind every diabolical plot, plan, and ploy of the enemy, Father God, that caused them to live in trauma, to live in hurt, live in disappointment, Father God, to cause their harvest, Father God, to die. I declare that every harvest shall live. Father God, you are breathing life upon their grounds, upon their land now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I decree and declare, Father God, land is being opened up now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, for the harvest to come, Father God, for seeds to be sown now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, I declare breakthroughs now. I declare that the season of breakthroughs, Father God. Father God, that they've been toiling, Father God. That the ones that have been toiling now, in the name of Jesus, for years now, Father God, they've been crying for how long do I have to do it? Father God, I thank you that you're continually giving them the strength that they need, Father God, to win this battle. Father God, to win over fatigue, to win over weariness, to win over giving up now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you're bringing them, Father God, into their due season, Father God. Their appointed time now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, the time that they'll put in, Father God, I thank you that they're sold the time, they're sold their sweat, they're sold their cries, Father God, they're sown their tearing and their hurt now, they've sold it now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let this be the appointed time, Father God, that you release joy, that you release the oneness, that you release the comeback, that you release the turnaround, that you release the dream, the visions that you have given them, the promises that you have given them, Father God, this is the appointed time. Now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for miraculous testimonies now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you created this ministry, Father God, for restoring family, for restoring marriages, Father God. So we thank you right now, Father God, for the greatest seeds that are being shown, Father God, that are live for generations now. In the name of Jesus, Father, the enemy tried to destroy generations, Father God, by breaking up marriages, that by breaking up homes now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that we're sowing the seeds now. We're sowing the seed for marriages now. We're standing in the gap for marriages now. In the name name of Jesus, Father God, you have called us for this mission. You have called us for this assignment now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that we fulfill the assignment to help train and develop and nurture, Father God, marriages now, Father God, for generations to come. Father God, that the fruits of their labor, Father God, their children now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, will understand, Father God, conflict, will understand situations, will understand, Father God, the ability not to give up, the ability not to quit. Father God, that they will understand, Father God, that a sanctified wife and a sanctified husband can sanctify each other, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you right now that they're understanding the biblical roles of a helpmeet, the biblical roles of a priest, prophet, and king now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you that the children, Father God, are not being hurt, harm, or endangered. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you're protecting them, Father God, through this mist. You're protecting them, Father God, through the trauma and the hurt now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because they're the fruit. They're the harvest. So I thank you for the cultivating season. I thank you for the nurturing season now, being developed, being released now in the hearts of your men and your women now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise you, for this is truly the day that you have made, Father God. And I thank you that we declare today that this is my appointed time. The work that you've been putting in, if you ain't been putting in no work, you can't call this your appointed season. You can't call this your appointed time. If you ain't been putting in the work, how can you do it? How can you call? That's stealing. If you ain't put in the work, and you know you ain't put in the work. I was trying to get a harvest with not only work. How does that work? You sitting there looking at barren grass. You looking at a hard ground. If you put in the work, then you know you can say this. You can say this. If you operating in goodness and kindness and love, loving unconditionally, then you got a right to say it. But if you're not doing it, how you gonna do that? How's that possible? Just being real. I did that. And it took me a long time to ever see a harvest, because it wasn't consistent. Be consistent. As a farmer, you got to be consistent with you got to get up every day and go out there on that farm. Every day you got to go out there and do something in that, on that ground, every day. Think about it. Put on your farmer's mentality. Put on your farmer's hat. If you don't know a farmer, go and Google it. YouTube got a thing. You can look at YouTube and the life of a farmer. What does it look like? And see if you're willing to put in that work. That work. I ain't talking about I get up and go a 9 to 5 and I'm sitting in air conditioning and I'm doing all this. They sitting out there in the nature. They out there in the sun all day putting in work. Why? Because they want to harvest. They got to feed their family. I'm not knocking your job, but I'm on the work that it needs to be done. When you see the hard work that you got to do, are you willing to do it? That was a hard thing for me, because I ain't had no discipline. I ain't had no consistency. But I'm declaring that today you are awakening to what your work, the work that you have to do for your harvest. So I pray that this thing bless you, stretches you, and help you. Listen, share this thing with someone. Remember, yo, if you ain't sold nothing, how can you gonna reap something? If you ain't sold anything, how you gonna reap something? Amen. All right, y'all. Hey, y'all be blessed. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m.
for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.